Yevonim nikpitzu alai, azai bimei chashmanim, uforzul choymeis migdolai, vetimu kol hashmanim. The Meforshim shtel on this connection, uforzul choymeis migdolai, the breaching of the walls, vetimu kol hashmanim. What's the connection of the breaching of the walls and then the tumah of the shemen? The Tshuvas Shoyel Umeshiv says a pshat on the famous kasha, not the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef, but a cousin of it, that l'chayra, the shemen, why was it tomei? There's a klal in the Gemara, mashke de bei mitbachai eloi dachyon, that the mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash aren't tomei. To that, what we're being meramez is no, ufortzu choymus migdolai, they broke the wall, so there was a little bit of a churva in the din of Beis HaMikdash. It became a rishus harabim, it became ois Beis HaMikdash. Memeilo v'timu kol hashmanim. So therefore the shemen was tummy because it didn't have the full din of Beis HaMikdash. Azoy zok the tshuvas shoyel umeshiv. The Pnei Yeshua and the Chacham Tzvi both say a different nakuda, the same nakuda, that be'emes there's another famous kasha, tumah hutra b'tzibur, why bechlal are they so worried and making sure that it has to be done b'tahara, tumah hutra b'tzibur. And of course there are many terutzim, but these achronim they shtel, because since ufortzu choymeis migdolai, and they need to make a new Chanukas Habayis. By a Chanukas Habayis, it has to be Altaras HaKodesh. When you're starting something with a frishkeit, then it has to be Kulei B'Tahara. Avada, this should be true every single day. A person has to know when he gets up, he's starting again with frishkeit, with a Haschola, with a Chanukah. Hagansior Chanukah. But Avada, on Chanukah, the Balta was a Chanukas Habayis, that's why it was required to be B'Tahara. So that's another pshat. Because of the Piritz and the Choymus Migdoli, Memele was B'Timu Kol Hashmanim. The Tosfos Yontif in Mesechta Midos is about the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tosfos Yontif says a different pshat. Ufortzu Choymus Migdoli means that the Yevonim came and broke and they made 13 Piritzes by the Chael. There was a Soyreg, there was a certain fence which announced, and there was a sign, there was a achraza there. Goyim can't go past here. We know in the Beis HaMikdash there were many different levels where men, women, Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, every place has its level. And the Soyrig was the place where it said, Goyim can't go beyond here. And the Yevonim were not stamba avult from this. This was against their whole Shita. Yevon represents the Guf, putting it, the Guf HaAdam as the Spitz, as the ultimate. We're all Homo sapiens. There's no chilik between a Yid and a Goy. And that's what they made, Ufartzu Chaymes Migdolai. They made holes in the Soyrig because they wanted to announce, Ein Hevdel, Bein Goy Le Yehudi. It's Hainu Hach. And that was Ufartzu Chaymes Migdolai. And that's V'timu Kol Hashmanim. There's a Moiridik Chasam Sofer. Which Tumah was it? They were Metame the Shmanim. Can you do it? They didn't destroy the Shemen. They were Metame it. Which Tumah? Says the Chasam Sofer, it was a Tumah de Rabbonon, that there was a Gzeira, that a Goy is Tomei Kezov. And that's a Tumah de Rabbonon. And the Emes, there's a Mavel Dika Musar Haskel here. They finally came back into the Beis HaMikdash. The Shemen is Tomei Sach HaKol because of a de Rabbonon, a Takana de Rabbonon, that a Goy is like a Zov. Let them be Mavater on that and say it doesn't apply. No, because that was the whole message. The Yevonim saying, Goyim and Yidin are Hainu Hach. And that's how they were metame the shmonim, because there was a gzeira de rabbanon that a nochri is metame kezov. The answer to that has to be that we're not going to use such shemen, because it's all the difference in the world between the yid and a goy, and that's what Chanukah is about. The nakuda of Chanukah was that they didn't want to shteltzu to that tumah of a tumah de rabbanon. That sacha kol. Why did they make this tumah a nochri is metame kezov? Because they wanted to be mechalik and make a divider, a chilik between a yid and a goy. That's the whole message of Chanukah. That's the Chasam Sofer's Taich. And that's again, that's Ufortzu Choymus Migdoli, that the Yevonim, Lishitosom, that we're all Homo sapiens. What's happens? A Yid can go further beyond the Soyrig, beyond the Chel, and we can't? We're all the same. And they were Timu the Shmanim. And we know, no, that that's the Chilik. And that's Bechlal, what we handle in these Parshias. Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. That we don't want to have not only the Miyad Esav, the Rav Esav, we don't want Bechlal, we want to be disconnected. Chanukah represents that. A Yid is a Yid, a Goy is a Goy. Everybody in his level and in his Eifanem Avada, we have dealings, we're living in Golis, we interact with the Goyish world, we're affected, Lekulei Alma, by the Goyish world. But the question is how we should let it affect us or not affect us and be able to be separated and to realize we're the Am Segula. I would say, weiter, it's Moir, this Soireg was a woven fence. There wasn't a huge wall. I don't know how you build a wall. There's different Mahalchim, how high and strong the wall has to be to divide. Kol Echad with his Mahalach, V'Hamevin Yovin. But over here, the Soireg, was Sachar called a woven fence. How did it stop the Goyim? And how did Bechlal? So the Pshat is because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Suga Bashoishanim La Yifritzu Baprotzois. A rose, a fence just made out of roses, can stop a Yid from not doing the wrong thing. He doesn't need a metal fence. He doesn't need guards. He doesn't need that it has to be, there's a border with all kinds of protection. If he understands the beauty of Yiddishkeit, that it's Shoishanim, that it's roses, that the Shtelling Tzu to Torah and Mitzvahs, how wonderful and beautiful it is. Suga b'Shoishanim, lo yifritzu b'pritzos. We're living in a generation where there's no way that any 6 foot thick metal door is going to stop someone from being able to do Rachmanu Litzlan, all kinds of inyonim. What's able to protect us is Pashat Suga b'Shoishanim, lo yifritzu b'pritzos. Realizing the beauty of Torah, of the Lichtigkeit of Torah, and mitzvahs. Suga b'sheishanim is going to be the opposite of ufartzu chaymes magdaloi, lo yifrutzu b'protzois, and that's how we're going to be able to save and blibe through the little remainder of the golus until be'ezer Hashem, umallah ha'aretz, oira of the oira shel Mashiach be'ezer Hashem.